I know this is going to sound weird, but I have to show you the inside of my mouth.
That does seem weird.
It's Anna and Raven. I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but I know I'm not because my father does it too.
Okay.
But we have a nervous tic, and what it is that we literally bite the insides of our mouth.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that's because it's relaxing. It allows you to deal with stress better.
I don't know why.
Do you have fat cheeks?
Because
I bite mine from time to time by accident, and it hurts, and I am immediately regretful.
Let me show you. I'm going to show you for real.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
You're eating the inside of your mouth.
I know. So it's funny because my father, I always see him doing it. And he doesn't realize he's doing it. And I never realized that I did it until I went to the dentist a few years ago. He's like, oh, you're one of those.
What does it feel like? Like you're chewing gum, except it's your flesh?
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like anything. It's just, I just do it. It's my nervous tic, and I just bite the inside. And when I'm under a lot more stress or anxiety, it gets worse. And that's why I'm bringing it up right now, because it's been kind of painful over the last week, because I've done it so much.
Yeah, well, there's kind of a lot going on.
Yeah,
so that's understandable.
Yeah, but I started Googling it because I was wondering, you know, like,
fix this?
What's wrong with me?
Right. But I think everybody has something. I mean, I have things that I do. So what did you find when you Googled for science?
Interesting. Most people with tics are not really nervous or struggling with anxiety. In fact, they're often type A personalities. And these are people who are leaders and get things done.
Oh, well, it sounds like we're reading the rosiest version of the description of this.
Listen, I'll take it.
You know, the next version might say, you're going to chew a hole through your cheek.
Right.
But, you know.
It says that tics are not usually serious and they do not damage the brain. That's good news.
Yeah, I remember there was this movie one time and the guy had to open and close every door 3 times and check every lock 3 times.
Oh, it's OCD.
I've seen that happen from time to time. You know what I do is, so I have little things that I do when I either think about unpleasant memories or like I'm nervous or I'm trying to keep my energy up. I have like different things for all of them.
Yeah.
So I whistle a lot. I'm a whistler.
Yes.
That all the time.
Right.
I also go, I do that all the time.
Yep.
So and then I also do it in a remix version where I'm like Eminem.
I've never heard that version of it. That's just...
Because that's quiet. That's when I'm performing. That's a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do all those type of things. And I sing sometimes.
You sing?
I sing a lot.
Well,
you
sing
that.
All the time, but that's not a nervous tic. That's just you being annoying.
Yeah, but I sing sometimes when I feel uneasy.
So the most common things that people do, the most common nervous tics are blinking.
Okay.
I'm
not an over-blinker.
Oh, I know a lot of people. A lot of children do that.
You'll blink, see them like... They blink? Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay,
it's like constant.
No, I've seen that.
Touching other people. I've never seen that.
I'm going to talk to HR.
Coughing, grunting, or sniffling. This is one that you do that...
You say I clear my throat when I'm mad. And my wife say that.
Yeah. So Raven and I's wife, Alicia, we both told him and he didn't know. Whenever Raven is annoyed or he's got a lot on his
plate... Was it like that?
You like this.
Yeah, that means you're about to get whacked.
I know Raven is so mad at me when he starts doing the...
Oh, man.
And then the last one is basically what you said. It's repeating a sound or a phrase with that.
Yep.
And then there's my least favorite, when you crack the knuckles.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, man.
What do you think, you're a boxer?
I do it sometimes.
What are you doing?
But I don't do it. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know.
Stop that.
Why do I crack my fingers?
I don't know. I'm not one of those.
Yeah.
No.
1-800-330-9999. What's your nervous tic? I have this weird nervous tic where I eat the inside of my mouth when I'm nervous or anxious or stressed or overanalyzing something in my life.
It's something that you would expect from like maybe a baby lizard or something like that. Not an adult human being.
It's Anna and Raven. And I always was aware of my father doing it because I would always call him out. And I never realized I did it until a couple years ago. My dentist is like, oh, you're one of those. And I was like, one of what?
Who knew?
Right.
There was that many people that were eating their face.
Yeah, so basically you just bite the insides of your cheeks and your mouth, and then you don't realize it, but it hurts, and it almost leaves like an indention.
I did it yesterday by accident, and it still hurts.
Yeah, no, this is just something I do all the time. But I think a lot of people have it. They had that random nervous tic. We asked on our Facebook page, what's your nervous tic? Rubbing the back of your neck, bouncing your leg, biting my lip. That's another one. Foot tapping. Foot tapping's a big one. People do that all the time.
A lot of foot tapping.
Yeah.
A lot of leg jumping.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your nervous tic?
I guess I wrinkle my nose a lot. My husband says, like, when I'm working a lot, I look like a rabbit.
Mm.
when I'm like stressed and stuff. And I didn't know I was doing it. And I think I must, if I do it as much as he says, I must be doing it in front of other people, which is kind of embarrassing.
I've seen this. Baseball players, when they go up to the plate, they're one of the most, they set up so many times for every pitch. If you've ever had to watch a baseball game, Anna, you see that they're methodical about it. And many of them have a routine that they do every time. And Pedroia and some other guys, I recall, what they do is they go up and they stare at the bat, but they do this with their face like this. You see that?
What are you doing? It's like you're stretching your face.
I'm like stretching my face.
If I could describe it, Raven right now is opening his eyes really wide,
right?
Like somebody sprayed a water gun into his mouth.
They're doing something weird with their upper lip.
And then it's
their jaw also drops.
Right. It looks
like they're stretching their nose.
You look like a deformed clown.
It's like a possum that's playing baseball.
I look that crazy.
Yeah, no, yours sounds cuter. I mean, he says rabbit. I said possum, which is not an attractive animal, but very helpful in the animal kingdom.
I feel like wrinkling your nose is kind of cute versus, you know.
Until she gets a wrinkle nose. Tell that dad, you're going to have an age line right there on your wrinkle nose.
They got Botox for that. You'll be all right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your nervous tic?
Okay, you guys, I snap. I snap my fingers all the time.
Oh, I used to do that all the time. You remember that?
You still do it, Raven.
I mean, I still do it often, but I used to do it literally all the time. Everything that we were doing, when I get a lot of coffee in me. See, that's the thing. I quit caffeine.
Yeah.
And I'm snapping less.
It's true.
And when you think about it, right? I must be snapping less.
So I have to ask you a question. Do you snap your fingers like you don't, like you? Raven would do it to get people's attention.
No, not just for that.
It used to make me crazy. But how do you do it?
It's just, it's almost like a release. I don't even notice that I'm doing it. And then I see people kind of staring at me and I realize that I'm just standing there, you know, and kind of like swinging my arms and snapping my fingers. Mm-hmm. And I feel I've done it since I was a kid. Like I've always done this and I don't know how to stop.
I do it when I'm running from room to room doing stuff. So I'll do it in one room and run out the room. I'll snap.
Oh, totally.
I'll snap and then I run out the room.
Right.
And then I come back in and I might snap again before I hit the seat.
Sometimes he'll want to get somebody's attention. We're in a soundproof studio.
Yeah.
But we have windows. And he's literally snapping his fingers.
Right.
And I'm like, who are you snapping
at?
It's
point.
Rude.
I drive the point home with a point,
it's
too.
It's so rude.
I snap and point. But I'm like, what's up?
But are you doing it like in like conversation or are you like doing it to other people? I think
yourself.
There's a vast difference.
It happens in conversation. I don't think I'm doing it like at anyone.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I feel the same way. I don't feel
I've
like
noticed.
I'm doing it.
Oh, my God, maybe I do.
Right.
Maybe you do, but you know what? Here's the thing. They need it, all right?
It's not true.
They need it from time to time. They need a snap. They're going to be like, wait a minute. You know, after, maybe they take a moment for reflection, and they say, you know what? Why were they snapping at me?
Oh, the first time Raven did it?
Maybe I'm not moving that fast.
Swore to me that I was wrong and that I was making it up. And it wasn't until I kept pointing it out, I'm like, you did it again, you did it again, that he finally realized that it was an issue.
Well, I embrace it.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm drinking less caffeine.
Is it just a thing?
Right. It's right. You're fine. You don't owe her any apologies. You go on and have yourself a nice day, miss.
Snapping your fingers at people is rude.
Hey.
Huh.
Hmm. What?
I've been doing a lot of things wrong. What else is new?
Okay.
It's Anna and Raven. What to refrigerate or not refrigerate when it comes to fruits and veggies? It's funny because I don't think anyone actually ever teaches you that. You kind of just make your own guesses.
You think that you know because you've seen things in your mom's fridge, I guess. But sometimes they got it wrong, too. You know, my wife has been telling me that all the produce lately has been going bad really quick. And she has no explanation. And she keeps going back and forth. Fridge out, whatever. And I know she's Googling this stuff, but she just tells me lately it's all going bad quickly.
Huh.
I blame COVID, personally.
Right. Yeah, that's probably right.
Right.
Okay. To refrigerate or not refrigerate, we did the research and we actually found out.
Okay.
How about apples? Where do you store your apples?
I put the apples in the fridge because that's how I like them, nice and cold and crisp.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, great,
man. It
says,
do not refrigerate apples. And I think that's crazy because I feel like when you put them in the fridge, they last for 6 to 7 years.
Yeah.
You know?
I like them to be crisp. I will say that. And
okay.
I like a little good, cool, refreshing. Maybe that's an American thing.
Yeah, do not refrigerate. How about avocados?
God, I'm not good with that. You keep those out, I think. You keep those out.
Right, you do not refrigerate them.
Oh, nice.
But wait a minute.
And you make guacamole, and it's delicious.
I put them in the fridge when I'm not going to use them right away.
Oh, no.
And then listen to what you're supposed to do to help make them ripe faster.
Okay. I'm listening.
Hold on.
To make avocados ripen faster, wrap them in newspaper and put them in a paper bag. It usually takes avocados 7 days to ripen. Mm. But if you use this tip, it will only take 3 to 5 days.
But wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
When you buy them, you don't know how many days it's already been.
Right.
So,
you have to guess. You have to feel how firm they are.
They drove it here from California.
Or
right?
from Mexico sometimes.
Do you feel how firm they are or do you tap them?
No,
what do you do?
I'm an avocado squeezer.
Are you a sniffer?
No, I don't smell them. Why would you smell the avocado?
I don't know. I really don't know the way to know if anything's fresh in the store either.
But where are you supposed to find a newspaper to wrap your avocados with? That's a bigger question, right? You're also supposed to wrap your potatoes
Steal it off your neighbor's lawn. I didn't know that about potatoes.
Yeah, it's so weird. Where do you put your grapes?
Grapes in the fridge every time.
Yes, grapes go in the fridge.
Of course.
Strawberries?
Strawberries go in the fridge.
They absolutely do. Yes,
nice.
They go in the fridge.
I'm on a roll.
All right. How about lemons?
Lemons, we also put those in the fridge.
Do not refrigerate.
Oh.
I've noticed this lately that my lemons have been going really bad really quickly in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is this happening? But it turns out you're not supposed to do that. But don't they just die if they're on the counter?
I really don't know. I don't ingest a whole lot of lemons. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I just use them for my cocktails.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't, you know, make those kind of cocktails.
Where do you put your green beans?
Mine are simple. Tito's and Sprite. Green beans go in the, they're in the fridge.
Yep.
Yep.
Green beans
they're
go
in the
fridge.
Yep.
Carrots go in fridge.
Fridge
yep.
in the, yep.
Spinach goes in the fridge.
Spinach in the fridge.
Ready for this?
Go for it.
You never refrigerate cucumbers.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep. That's what it says here. Never refrigerate cucumbers, eggplant, garlic, or peppers.
Oh my gosh, those are all in my fridge.
Well, that's why everything is dying. You have to tell Alicia.
Yeah, you better send her the article.
Well, what I should
send her. She's not going
to
believe me.
Is a subscription to the New York Times because she needs to be wrapping things in apparently in newspaper to keep them fresh.
Oh man, who could afford that?
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven.
If you buy your life insurance at 7-Eleven, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute, what?
It's a new thing in Japan. I guess it's not that surprising because in Japan they sell a lot of things out of vending machines and randomly.
It is true that they do,
But to me it seems so foreign. 20,000 stores in Japan, the 7-Elevens, will now have the option for you to buy life insurance there. And you basically go up to like the life insurance kiosk, you select your package, and then you bring it up to the cashier and you pay.
So, okay.
Just buy your
life
insurance.
Like a burner phone.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
You just pick out the package that makes sense for you.
You need a Slurpee, a prepaid phone card, and your term life insurance.
I mean, who's the underwriter on that life insurance, too? That's the thing that would really concern me. I mean, 7-Eleven, let's be honest, they've had their ups and downs.
Right.
But okay?
The cashier obviously has to be trained also as an insurance agent as they're doing this.
Like people at working at 7-Eleven are making more money in Japan than they are here.
I guess so.
You would hope so.
Now they can underwrite life insurance policies. I find that so crazy because when you're choosing something like life insurance, don't you want to... I don't know. Talk to someone.
Know a company that's been there for 100 years, that kind of thing.
Well,
right. And how do you file? What, you go down in tears to the guy at 7-Eleven? While one guy is buying cigarettes and a Slurpee, you just wait your turn and then after and go say, it's time for me to file.
Well, I lost somebody. You could also buy some lottery tickets while you're there. That could also help with your life insurance policy.
That's terrible.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you're a contractor and you come to a house to fix a problem, but then you break something else and leave without telling anybody. That's all I need to know about you.
That's also insurance. That's future job employment insurance because now they got to call you back because something else is wrong.
Well,
makes sense to me.
I had somebody out at the house yesterday and they fixed. First off, there's a bunch of different things that they were supposed to fix in the yard as far as with the irrigation system. They fixed only about 30 to 40% of them and then they broke something else.
What did they break?
One of the sprinkler heads. So now I got to call them back. There's a little bit of a lake in my backyard.
A lake?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about purchasing insurance for things like this?
Well,
possibly.
I'll just stop by my neighborhood 7-Eleven.
There you go.
Make that happen. I don't know how many sprinkler policies they have, but certainly I would be interested to find out.
Oh, man. All right. 1-800-330-9999. If you want to chime in, all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. There have been so many calls, Raven. And, I mean, you're here about people complaining about people, the way the the way that people are driving on the highways.
It's really insane, actually.
Right.
You know that I'm a 75 to 80 guy all the time, and people are passing me like I'm absolutely standing still.
Yeah.
And not only are they driving really fast, but they're zigzagging all over the place.
It's like erratic.
It's nuts.
It's like, a real thing.
Where
it's
are you
Raven.
Going?
Yeah, so oddly enough, I guess I shouldn't say oddly. I should have seen this coming. 1 in 5 Americans say that they have lost confidence in their ability to drive since the pandemic started.
These people have too much confidence, some of these people that I'm seeing.
But it's true because so many people have not been driving during the time and they've been at home that they kind of forgot how to do it. The most common driving mistakes people are reporting since they've gotten back to driving are 1, stalling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen that.
2, struggling to parallel park. That's me like every day.
I mean, that's a lot of people all the time.
3, forgetting to signal. Absolutely.
That is happening.
Like, did you forget what that thing is for hanging off the side of your steering wheel?
Yeah, and rolling through stop signs I'm seeing left and right.
4, scraping their wheels against the curb. That's a normal occurrence for me, so it's no big deal. But 5, stop me dead in my tracks.
Okay, what's up?
1 in 5 Americans say they've lost confidence in their ability to drive, and the one thing that they've been doing a lot, having to think about what each pedal does. Do me a favor.
What?
If you forget what pedal does what, just stay home. Call an Uber.
Well, if you're not doing things regularly every day that you normally do, you can lose a little bit of confidence. It does happen.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day, actually, because I wanted to go out. We're talking about making plans for the future to go out when things open up. Like, where are we going to go, right? Let's put together a group and let's go out and do something fun. And I've lost total confidence in my ability to even fake dance at this point. Like, I haven't heard music with a group of people and seen people even bob their head in unison or some sort of something to the beat in a long time. Like, I just don't know if I could do it.
Right. You're going to walk into a crowded bar one day in the future and you're going to look around. Everyone's just going to be standing there awkwardly. It's going to be like a middle school dance.
And as a DJ, that gives you anxiety, man. Because you're like, is it me? Is it them? Like, that really rattles you. I've lost the confidence to not say the wrong thing in a meeting. We haven't had a meeting here in 3 months.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, there's bound to be another big meeting.
And let's be honest, Raven, you didn't really know how to behave in meetings before this started.
Right. Yeah. And now I'm way out of practice.
I've lost confidence since the pandemic started in my ability to exercise. Now, I love the gym. I love to work out. I love to exercise. My idea of a workout right now is carrying the laundry basket from the basement up to my bedroom.
Oh, that sounds like heavy breathing.
And I'm like,
that sounds like heavy breathing.
I don't know. You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. What have you lost confidence in since the pandemic started? Virtual field day. That's what happened with my daughter, Hayden. Hayden, you there?
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting in the kitchen.
Okay. How was virtual field day?
Yeah, how'd you do? We get any blue ribbons or what?
It was fun.
Tell me exactly how virtual field day works.
Well, me and my class had a Zoom with our teacher, and she basically told us that what we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said to us we could either do it alone and try to beat our record, or we could call our friends and do it against our friends.
All right, so what did you do? What was, like, event number one?
The flying shoe challenge. I just kicked my shoe across the kitchen.
Oh, what? That sounds destructive.
What, you just kicked the shoe across the kitchen?
Where did the shoe land?
Like 2 feet away.
I mean, you didn't even kick it far? Aren't you a soccer player?
You're going to come home and find marks on the ceiling.
But what was the point of just kicking your shoe?
Oh, she laughed. She didn't deny.
Right.
Trying to see how far we can get it and who could get our shoes the farthest.
So your teacher came up with just kicking the shoe across the kitchen.
Sounds very destructive.
Well, we were supposed to go outside, but I didn't want to.
Good.
The grass is still wet.
All right.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay. What were some other events that you did?
The plate toss.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What's
happening in your house?
You used a paper plate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Thank
Good.
God. All right. So what did you have to do with the paper plate?
It said that you need 2 players, so I didn't have a second player. So I just threw my paper plate at the wall.
What?
And do every one of these events have a second player, even though everybody is supposed to be alone?
Oh, She doesn't even have her little sister, Dakota. She's at my mom's today.
You throw the plate at her head, it just bounces off her face.
Right. I'm glad that your sister is at Nonna's house today. Otherwise, she's going to be throwing plates at her face. Wait, so you had to have a partner. You didn't have a partner. Daddy's on, he's working from home. So basically, you just threw paper plates around the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good news is you won.
Right.
Okay, what else?
Good job.
Yeah.
Next, we had the egg balance, where we put eggs on spoons and then walked around the house like a weirdo.
Oh, that one always made me nervous.
Tell mommy that you at least went outside for that.
No, I just walked around the kitchen.
How'd it work out?
The egg didn't fall.
Well, that's a win. So what did you think of virtual from home field day? Would you want to do it again?
No, I prefer being with my friends because it doesn't last like a half hour to do.
What was your best field day event, Anna?
I was always really good at the potato sack hop. Okay. What's it called? The potato sack race.
Potato sack race. Yeah.
I was good at that. I was really good at holding it up and jumping far.
Okay.
Yeah. Hayden, what's your normal favorite field day activity?
Tug of war.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is fun.
I also used to be good at that because I was the one on the end because, you know, like the anchor.
Yeah.
Because I was usually the bigger
girl. You were stocky.
Yeah.
You had the husky jeans on.
Right.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. But I was good at that. Right. I was not going to let go.
Because it was your moment.
Right.
It was your moment.
You're going to be everyone.
Because everybody was like, Anna doesn't get picked last for that team.
Right.
Anna got picked like first. And they're like, oh, but you know where you stand, right?
One of the positives of being the fat kid.
You're always going to be the goalie.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Always play defense and goalie. You get to be the anchor of tug of war, yeah. But everything else, dodgeball, last one picked.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, Hayden.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, we're going to have our own virtual field day right here that you can do at home.
Hello, this is Principal Mangosuthu. Welcome to school's field day.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Usually when it's field day, Raven and I get excited because along with all the kids at school, we have our own field day in the studio.
Right.
But it was so sad because my daughter Hayden had virtual field day, which is not the same.
Yeah, and truth be told, normally there's been extra people here in the building, obviously, like a normal amount of staffing, interns, all that type of stuff. So not even do we throw ourselves into events, but we throw them into events and that type of stuff. And
it's okay.
Now we can't do chair races or anything. It's just me and you.
That's okay. We're going to do our own virtual field day right here, and you can do it at home too. You can get the kids involved or you can just play against your loved ones. It's cool. First thing we're going to do, go ahead, Raven. This was your idea.
Okay. So we're going to be throwing paper airplanes
yep.
into a trash can. First person who gets the paper airplane into the trash can wins.
All right.
Here's the thing. Given the fact that this is radio and we need to go on with our lives at some point, we only get 3 airplanes at once.
All right. So whoever gets closest
go first.
With our airplanes.
I'll warn you, though. I was pretty much an ace with the airplanes before back in the day.
We're doing this all on Facebook Live right mm-hmm. now. You can head to the Anna and Raven Facebook page if you want to watch us do it. Okay. Ready? Here's
Take
my first
flight,
one.
Your first shot here.
Oh
yeah, that's a quick hook to the left.
Yeah,
went
no
nowhere.
Good. All right, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, into the corner.
Ready? Here's mine. Here,
yep.
Throwing my paper airplane. Go! Yep.
Oh, that was a good throw.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Not close enough.
Close. Here we go. Throw number 2 for me. Oh, Beyonce's chest.
Yeah, hold on. We have a picture of Beyonce here. She's not actually standing here while we throw paper airplanes.
I think she
at her.
Would probably resent it. But.
Yeah. Hold on. I just kicked the mic out of the way. Hold on. Oh,
yeah.
Sadness.
So now what happens when you've thrown all 3 of your shots and you don't make it? Oh! It hit the wall right above it.
This isn't as fun as usual field day. My daughter Hayden was right when she said that virtual field day stinks. Let's move on to mine.
Move on. Second event. Yeah. Second event.
We're going to save virtual field day.
Right.
So the Guinness World Record for shoving the most amount of grapes in your mouth is 94. I'm going to put 15 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
We each have a cup
I don't know what you call
grapes.
Right.
A couple of grapes.
A hand of grapes. What do you call that? A bunch.
A bunch of grapes.
A bunch of grapes. All right, buddy.
A hand of grapes?
I mean,
what's
I don't.
A hand.
A hand of bananas. That's what they call it.
No, they don't. A bunch of bananas.
They call it fingers and a hand of bananas.
You're making that up.
I swear.
15 seconds on the clock. How many? You can't choke. If you choke, then you lose.
Then
you
lose. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I marked it. Go.
Okay. You can't eat them before you go. I am counting them.
Okay.
I didn't count them. I never counted them.
You're not supposed to eat them, Raven. You're supposed to keep them in your mouth and then count how many you did. You're eating them.
Spit them out and then count them?
Yeah.
This is disgusting. You have grapes covered with spit. And lipstick all over your face right now.
But I got 9 in my mouth. I think I win.
You got it.
Yeah. you know what?
Trophy.
My 11-year-old daughter was right. Virtual field day stinks. I was at the grocery store, and I had a sneeze, and I had my mask on, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Yeah.
My mother-in-law blew a bubble inside her mask.
Can't even tell.
You forget for a minute. You know what I keep doing? Sticking the straw of my drink right up to my face.
Yep.
And then I just stab myself in my mask.
It's Anna and Raven. Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, we have to talk about face mask etiquette because I'm not sure what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, this is a popular subject as of late. Sneezing in your mask, you really should pull the mask down when you're doing it, but don't do it in public. So that poses a problem. You're in the grocery store, you have to sneeze. You should cover your mouth. We used to teach people that the proper etiquette would be to sneeze into your elbow. But a lot of people are now using the elbow tap for greetings, and therefore it is not sanitary to sneeze into your elbow either anymore. So this creates another problem.
Mm. Wait a minute.
So
I've been thinking about that, right, because now you've been sneezing into the spot that is, you're telling me that's the new handshake if we're elbow tapping. What? Now you got a dirty elbow crook.
The bigger question
is you're supposed to
pull down your mask when you sneeze? I just sneeze.
So if you pull down your mask and sneeze, you could sneeze into a tissue or something like that. But then you're putting your stuff out there.
Why don't I just sneeze into the mask? Isn't that what it's there for, to catch my spit?
If you could find a place where you can go and you could catch it with a tissue rather than inside your mask, you're better off to do that and then dispose of it and disinfect your hands now. This is a very tricky situation, but again, if you happen to do so in your mask, please change your mask immediately afterwards because you don't want to keep breathing that in.
If I'm going through a drive-thru, do I have to wear my mask when I get to the drive-thru window if they have the mask and I'm reaching out the window?
Yes, you should have the mask on. In my car, when I drive, I don't drive with it on, but when I go to a drive-thru for my coffee in the morning, I definitely stop and put it back up onto my nose. And that's just for protection from them to me and vice versa, because sometimes you talk and you might, you know, spew a little bit of, it might just come out, you know what I mean, of your mouth, you know?
Right.
On purpose.
Right.
Right. Seriously, you want to protect yourself and vice versa.
That'll be $380. All right. Okay.
Here's my debit card.
But hasn't that happened to you? Have you ever been someone you're speaking with somebody and you notice that
some people are wetter than others? You're right about that. Some people get a little moist. You're right.
Can you shake hands if you're wearing gloves?
No. Now, what you should do is this. You should not shake hands, period, at all. We are, for now and for the foreseeable future, the etiquette is no handshaking, even with gloves. Find an alternate greeting. If you don't want the elbow tap, because we just discussed that germ carrier, what you want to do maybe is go with the wave. That's just the waving of the hand, or
what's
the
up?
Namaste, the bow, the curtsy. Those are all coming back into play.
And Karen, you know what? Next time I see you, I'm just going to hug you.
Well, you know what? And you can do that because you guys are my, I love you guys. So we will hug
pandemic
and then we'll just be back afterwards.
I've noticed that the new pleasantry that people say is, oh, I like your mask, which is weird when I'm wearing a plain blue surgical mask. But is that what you're supposed to say
now
to people?
I just like that you're wearing it.
Right, like, oh, I like your mask. Is that what you're supposed to say?
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to promote major stability during this pandemic because people have been brought down. We're experiencing depression, anxiety, and all that. So you can't really see somebody smiling when you have a mask on.
It's true.
So that is the new etiquette, is to be like, oh, I like your mask, or gee, you know, where did you get that? Or gee, do you know where I could get some, you know, masks? You know, just talking about masks is a common subject that everyone can engage in.
It's the new weather.
Yeah.
Masks are the new weather.
Right. Visit Karen online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen. Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Sean and Danielle. Danielle, I know you're fired up. Let's start with you. What's going on?
I love my husband, but I'm pissed off right now.
What happened?
I'm pissed off. I just found out my 8-year-old son hit a girl because she was taunting him about being fat. And, you know, I'm not down with that. He's never seen that in our household. And the fact that my husband did not say anything to me about it over a year, I think it's outrageous. Mm-hmm. And I want to punish our son now, right now. I don't care that it happened a year ago. The idea that Sean didn't say anything to me, I'm pissed off. Mm-hmm. And there's a level of trust that has left.
Sean, what?
I'm embarrassed.
Sean, what happened? All right. Hold on, Danielle. Sean, what happened?
Well, it was really a bully situation. I mean, this girl, she calls him fat, but she's like almost twice his size.
And
okay?
Don't say that.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, right. What does that have to do with it? So your son got into where did this happen? At school or what?
It happened at school, yeah. I mean, you know, she had been taunting him for days, according to him, the story he told me. is that, you know, she had been on his case, not for days, actually weeks, so always messing around. Personally, I think she probably liked him, you know, just didn't know how to say it.
Until he hit
anyway,
her.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, right. He
exactly.
Sean, the bigger question is, okay, it happened for whatever reason why it happened. Why didn't you tell your wife, and why didn't you guys tackle this together?
She's right about the trust thing. She's right. I'm totally wrong on that end. But, you know, between he and I, we handled it. I let him know that it was wrong to hit the girl, but like I said, she had been taunting him, so he didn't have
but
a whole
Sean,
lot of choice.
I'm
other than,
sorry, guys. Let me, Sean, there shouldn't be a but. There shouldn't be a but. We should have handled this as a family, and now I'm going to punish him. I don't care what you think. I'm punishing
you. Well,
him.
You weren't home. You were working. I was home that day, and, you know, it was something that we decided right then and there had to be taken care of. And I just didn't tell you because I knew you'd blow up. I knew that you would be really, really seriously disappointed at him, at least, for putting hands on a girl.
Well, now you in the category, too, honey. Yeah, I'm pissed off at you, too, now.
All right, but Sean, what did you do to punish your son to teach him that this was not the right way to behave?
Well, I you know, he didn't have the whole video game situation. Everything was on lockdown for that entire weekend, and he had to stay home. And I let him know how wrong and how disappointed I was with him about doing it. But I really didn't want to get Danielle involved because I know she goes over the top all the time with any little thing that happens with him.
I see. All right. What we do is we ask our audience what they think. And Sean, they may think you're in the wrong. You were wrong for not telling your wife what happened with your son. You're wrong for not coming up together with an appropriate punishment. But they may see your side, too. You felt at that moment it was a situation that you could handle, and you thought that it was best handled if she didn't know, and you took care of it yourself and had a conversation with him and took away his video games. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say? Because if they agree with Danielle, you can have at it. You can repunish him, even though it's a year later. You guys cool with that?
Oh, trust. Oh, yeah. I just want to hear what people have to say because I know they're going to agree with life. There you go.
Sean, you ready to listen?
Yeah, I'll listen.
All right, great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Ann Raven.
There would be some serious issues if this happened in my house. But Danielle just found out that her husband, Sean, never mentioned to her that a year ago, their son, who was 7 years old at the time, he's eight now, hit a girl. And he said he took care of it. He handled it. He talked to him about the way to handle situations like that. It's not right to hit. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. He never told Danielle because he knew Danielle would overreact.
Well, I mean, he says, you were at work that day. I handled it. I divvied out the punishment. We grounded. We took away the video games, that type of stuff. I explained to him, and it hasn't happened since. I mean, I don't know how you don't tell her. Something goes on with your son, you probably need to tell your wife.
But the bigger thing is now is that Danielle wants to punish her son for doing this, even though it's a year later.
Right.
And he says, you can't punish him now. I already handled it. It's over. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
You know, Mom is right that she should have been told, but to punish him a year later because Dad screwed up, Dad is the one should be punished, not the son.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you because a year later, like, you have a conversation with your son, but he's already been punished, and it was Dad that made the additional mistake.
Well, quote-unquote punished. Who knows what he really did? But, yeah, you're right. It's not the kid's fault.
You just discount it because the guy said that he did it?
I don't know. It seems fake to me.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Last year, their seven-year-old at the time, the child is eight now, hit a girl, got into an altercation. The girl called the boy, not a nice name, their son, and he hit her. Thing is that Sean knew what happened, and he handled it all on his own without telling Danielle, his wife, because he knew that she would overreact.
Bullying at 7 years old is tough. Bullying at any age is tough, right? And so the reaction, not a good one, obviously. But he said, I was home. You were at work. I took care of it. It was all set.
It's Anna and Raven, Couples Court. Now we fast forward a year, and Danielle found out what happened and wants to punish her son because she is so outraged. And the question is, should she still be able to punish him a year later? Reading our text line, how about the fact that the father just taught his son that it's okay to lie to your wife and or mother? I don't think he should be punished again, but the mother should have a conversation with her son.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, you know, you're confusing the kid by not being a unified front. So what does the kid know? know and not know when mom goes back. Now he knows that dad did lie. It's a big, big hole.
Another text. I'm on the mom's side. She's right. He probably did not get punished properly and deserves what he has coming.
I don't know if I buy that, but a woman's input obviously would have been helpful.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I am on his side. He's the father. He has, you know, just as much of an ability to reprimand and speak to his son. Yes, he should have told her about it, but punishing him now, a year later, is going to do absolutely nothing. I think she should, just as a mother, have a conversation with him about it to reinforce that it was wrong, but I don't see any reason why the mother has to always do punishing. I think that the father handled it perfectly at the time.
Thank you for the call, despite the fact that Anna believes men cannot dish out punishment.
Well, I don't have very much faith in him, considering he didn't even tell her. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hello? Hi, I am on Danielle's side. You know, it seems like there's a lot of problems here, and I actually recommend that they get some couples counseling, because there's some issues behind, you know, Sean's attitude towards his wife. And it's unfortunate that it happened a year ago, but I think she has a right to punish him because she just found out right now. And it's a big deal. It seems like the husband doesn't really think that it's too big of a deal because he's justifying why he hit her. It's not okay that he hit her, and he needs to learn early that you don't hit people.
And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the guy's side. If he's a responsible parent, he did the right thing. He handled it. He probably should have told the wife, but if he handled it and his son hasn't done it again, he did his job then.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Danielle, our audience agreed with you. Sean, you're so wrong on so many different levels. You should have told your wife what happened. This is your child that you shared together. She has a right to know. You should have come up with an appropriate punishment together. And now, Danielle, you can go at it and do it however you want.
Oh, trust me. It's summertime. It's going to be on for our son and my husband. You're going to get a little punishment too, Sean.
Sean, I mean, I get how you thought that this was the thing that happened. Danielle wasn't home at that moment, and you made a decision, and you thought that you had it wrapped up and under control. But you definitely still needed to tell her. You needed to talk to her because she would want to have input on something like that, and that's an important situation. It's a lesson that your son hopefully learned and never needs to learn again, but that's information that she would have liked to have. I'm sure she would have had some things to say to him at that moment, too.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Thank you.
All right, you got a problem too? Send an email. Couplescore at annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Donna.
Donna, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Donna.
All right, Donna. We got some real money on the line here. $700 can be yours. You just need to beat Raven in pop culture trivia. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I bring him back in, and then I'm going to ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, remember, it still goes to Raven. But you take him down, you get $700. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Honey Boo Boo's mom is back in reality television on a show called Family Crisis. What is the name of Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Mama June.
Number 2, Elmer Fudd will no longer have a rifle in the new Looney Tunes cartoons. Who is Elmer Fudd's arch nemesis?
Bugs Bunny.
Number 3, David Arquette is said to reprise his role as a sheriff in the upcoming Scream 5 movie, making him the first original star of the series to sign on for the project. What actress was the very first character on the first scene of the original Scream? Here's a hint. She answers the phone.
I don't know.
Number 4, it's been 35 years since the release of the first Back to the Future film in 1985. Some of the cast reunited for a YouTube show. What type of car was the time machine?
A DeLorean.
And number 5, Steve Harvey recently bought Tyler Perry's mansion for $15 million. What does the family have to do to win a car on Family Feud?
What does family have to do to win a car?
I need an answer, Donna.
Get off.
All right, I'm going to have to move on. Sorry, Donna. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
All right, Donna got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5's all right. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Honey Boo Boo's mother is back in a new reality TV show called Family Crisis.
Okay.
What is the name of Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Mama June, of course.
Mama June is correct. Mama June Shannon. Number two, Elmer Fudd will no longer have a rifle in the new Looney Tunes cartoons.
Right.
Who is Elmer Fudd's arch nemesis?
Besides speech therapy, it's got to be Bugs Bunny, of course.
That's correct. All right, number
three. Going to be weird. We'll see. They gave him a Sith, which is what the Grim Reaper, which is also terrifying.
What's he going to do with that thing?
Chop a head off.
See, I don't know. I don't feel like they could have found a better weapon. I don't know. All right, number three.
Maybe a water balloon?
Maybe. David Arquette is set to reprise his role as Sheriff in the upcoming Scream 5 movie, making him the first original star of the series to sign on for the project.
Nice.
What actress was the very first character on the first original Scream? Here's a hint. She answers the phone.
You're talking about opening scene of the first movie, right?
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
And that's what told you that this movie was going to be better than you ever thought, because who puts a big star like that in a movie just to get killed instantaneously?
Within 5 minutes.
I mean, when's the last time you watched that unedited? That movie is for real.
Number four, you guys are tied at three. It's been 35 years since the release of the first Back to the Future film in 1985.
Mm.
Some of the cast reunited for a YouTube show. What type of car was the time machine?
DeLorean, of course.
Yes.
Come on, and where is my flying car, or my flying skateboard for that matter?
Number five, Steve Harvey recently bought Tyler Perry's mansion for $15 million.
Good for him.
What does the family have to do to win the car on Family Feud?
You have to get over 200 points to win the car, right?
No. You have to win 5 games in a row. That's how you win the car.
Oh, is that how you win the car?
Yep.
No, I thought it was just over 200 points. Nope. Either way.
I'm sorry, Donna. He beat you 4-3 this morning. And what that is going to do is get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, and we will put another $100 in the pot. Another chance to win tomorrow, $800.
Listen, it's a sweet shirt, but better luck next time.
It's Donna, and I can't be Raven.
All right. Thanks, Donna. Hold on. We have another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one coming at noon today, second at 5:30.